AP News. I'm Ben Thomas.
In the morning, Israel ordered an evacuation from parts of Rafah, signaling an imminent invasion. Soon after, Hamas abruptly announced it accepted an Egyptian and Qatari ceasefire proposal, which Israel says it's reviewing and will further discuss, but will also keep operating in Gaza at the same time. After its war cabinet approved a Rafah operation, Israeli jets started strikes. That all came after White House spokesman John Kirby said President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spent a half hour on the phone.
And the president was consistent again this morning that we don't support ground operations in Rafah.
The developments leave a glimmer of hope for a deal to at least pause the fighting and free Hamas hostages.
Hopefully it can lead to those hostages getting out real soon with their families.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The AP is being told Israeli tanks have now entered Rafah. The Israeli military has declined comment. In New York, Donald Trump's been fined another $1,000 for a gag order violation at his hush money trial and warned he could be jailed if he keeps it up. Michael Sisek reports a former controller for the organization testified today.
Jurors heard the details of the arrangement that was made inside the Trump organization to reimburse Michael Cohen, the former lawyer and fixer for the former president, for the hush money payment that he made to porn actor Stormy Daniels in the buildup to the 2016 presidential election.
The go-broke dates for Medicare and Social Security have been pushed back thanks to the improving economy, and Sesutel reports stocks started the week with gains.
The S&P 500 climbed 1%. The Dow rose 176 points, 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2%.
This is AP News. This year marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Karen Chamas has one veteran's recollections.
Not far from the shores of Normandy, Charles Shea, a Penobscot tribe citizen from Maine, speaks to the AP from his home in France.
Well, I guess I was prepared to give my life if I had to.
It was on those shores 80 years ago that Shea recalls the horrific sights, bleeding soldiers, body parts and corpses strewn around him, machine gun fire and shells filling the air, and the landings in Normandy that led to the liberation of France and Europe from Nazi Germany occupation. Shea tells the story of how he was unable to save one of his friends who was shot in the stomach.
While I was treating him, he died in my arms.
Now, at 99 years old, Shea is spreading a message of peace, but he's not hopeful.
Because you see that we go from one war to the next.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.